Get ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you know you're back in South Florida when you got a little Enrique Iglesias playing with Nicky Jam. El Perdón, forgive me. It's Denise, and you are listening to the Lesbian Lounge. I'm not quite sure how you found us. Maybe you're listening to rainbowradio.fm. That's always one way. Or perhaps you've found our podcast somewhere on iTunes or Podbean or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio, or I don't know. There's a lot of avenues that lead to the Lesbian Lounge, and however you found us, glad you could make it. I am Denise, and this is going to be super, super short because I don't know how many of you follow me on Facebook or anything, but I am actually in the States this month. Normally, I'm coming to you from just outside of London in the lovely UK, but I am back in my hometown in South Florida, and I am right now at my mother's house, and I've actually been here for quite some time. I got here like mid-August, so I apologize for not getting a podcast out to you, but you know what? My mother keeps me busy. My mother keeps me busy. I have spent time with co-host Donna. We are still in the midst of trying to plan something, put something together so you guys can hear her voice. And we've been, we've had some good dinners. We've hung out a little bit. I've spent some time in the casino with my mother. I've got to catch up with a lot of people who I normally don't get to see when I'm here for a quick visit. So being here a little bit longer has helped with that. My lovely wife, Gemma, has been spending time with her family, who were in from Australia and England, and went on a riverboat cruise with her granddad to Russia. Yeah, you heard me right. They flew to St. Petersburg, Russia, and then they went on a riverboat cruise, went to a couple of different places, ended up in Moscow, and then flew back, but had a splendid time, her and her granddad, while her mom and boyfriend were gallivanting throughout the UK. They were in Cardiff, they were in Ireland, they were in Glasgow, and now everybody's in Italy, except for Jem, back home and working, but the rest of the family is in Italy, and I'm here, so we've had a little bit of time with our family. We're having good quality time with our families individually, and sometimes that's what you do when you're married. You give each other space to be with your families and have good quality time together, and that's really what's been going on, and it's been a blast. It is hot and muggy here in Florida. I would say between 33 and 35 C for you UKers, and which is about 93, 94, 95 for you US people. Ridiculous kind of rain, unfortunately, the timing, this is the rainy season and the hurricane season, so we've been dodging a few bullets since I've been here. My poor mother, actually, the house has a roof leak, so we've had some buckets perfectly placed, but the roofers are starting work tomorrow on fixing the roof, so that shouldn't be an issue for too much longer, but for the most part, I'm having a blast, and I just wanted to give you a quick update and let you know that I am alive and well. Donna is alive and well. I've seen her with my own two eyes. I've had dinner with her. We've hung out. We've had a little bit of quality time. And we are actively working our schedules to try and do something and give you a show with both of us as soon as possible. I do have to tell you, though, I've got a little clip of an extended interview that I'm going to play for you. Little clip with the girls from the PussCast podcast that you hear me talking about, the PCast podcast, Nicole and Heather, and I am dying to play that for you, so I'm going to make a tiny little clip of it, but then I'm going to release the interview in its entirety. So here is a little bit of my interview with the girls from the PussCast podcast.
Who doesn't want to talk about boobs?
Exactly.
Yeah, more the merrier.
Are you at some point thinking about having other people come in, guests, or, you know?
If we can, like, that would be awesome.
We just had friends so far, but yeah.
Yeah, we did one where a friend of ours, she's was born in Ireland, raised in London, best accent, and we found, you know, like, dirty things on Urban Dictionary. For her to say and then read what it was.
It was beautiful.
Like, angry dragon is basically when a girl's giving a blowjob to a dude, and then as soon as he comes, and it's in her mouth, he hits her on the back, and then it comes out of her nose.
Oh, wow. Who knew there was an actual word for that?
Yeah, like, who makes up this shit? But having her with her accent is like, it was so classy. You know, like, all the Brits just say dirty things, and it's so classy.
That's my wife. That's my wife.
Angry dragon is when a guy spits into a girl's mouth. Like, oh my God, it's lost it.
Yeah, my wife's Australian, but she's, her mom is British, so she basically does the London accent even better than the Australian accent. But when we first met, she was still over there, so we used to Skype and all that kind of stuff for hours at a time and everything. And I was like, used to make her say so many different words.
I know I'm a stupid American, but say this.
Yeah.
Yes. But now that I'm here and I stick out like a sore thumb and I'm always the obnoxious American, I kind of expect it, you know, so I'm okay with it. And they're always like, I love your accent. I'm like, really?
Really?
Really? Yeah.
So, really quick, I know you have to go, but how did you meet her? If she's from Australia/London and, you know, you're a suburban lady in Florida.
Like, I know. When we first started doing the podcast, like I said, we used to live stream it and then put the show up.
She didn't stalk you? What?
She listened to us bomb on the air, basically. And she wrote in and said, well, you know, I think what happened was Donna and I decided to do like an open phones, ask us anything. And it went south really fast. Really, really fast. And then finally we were just like, no, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. My wife emailed me and said, I live in Australia. I'm, you know, currently going to university to become a teacher and I study music and blah, blah, blah. And I found your podcast. And if I had the opportunity to be able to call in, here's some of the questions I would have asked. And they were like really funny. Like, what was your favorite lunchbox when you were a kid?
Nice.
What were your favorite pajamas? You know, what was your best birthday present? And then, like, one, like, kind of dirty one, like, what's your signature move or something like that. So it spawned, like, such great conversation between me and Donna. But then, at the time, we had a live web chat room, and the listeners would answer the questions between themselves, and it was just really great. So I emailed her back, and I was like, can you send me questions every week? And we'll even give you a segment. You know, it'll be called, you know, Gemma from Down Under or something. And faithfully,
Under,
right? Yeah, then after I saw her picture, all those dirty euphemisms came in. But she faithfully, for like 3 years, would send me questions every Monday. And then she planned a trip after she graduated and said, my friend and I are coming to the States and we're going to New York and L.A., but can we put Miami on the map and come and at least meet you? And so that was that. It was just like, boom, instant. When she got out of the car, I was like, you know? Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then it was long distance for a while, and then she got a job in London, and then it kind of, you know, at the time, I there was no way to get her a green card. You know, we couldn't get married. It was Florida, you know, red state. So the idea was, all right, then you'll come to London and we'll figure things out in London because it's legal there. And we did. And I got a test, got my citizenship. So I'm here. I'm here for at least 10 years.
Well, now that it's legal in the U.S., are you coming back?
If she ever had, like, if she could make what she makes here, you know, it would be a consideration, but, you know, for now we just bought a house and everything and
yeah,
so it would really be, I mean, it's good to know that like if something, God forbid, happened and I had to come back to Florida, that she can work from anywhere. So she could, you know, technically she could come back for a little bit, but I think because we have the house and cats and friends and family and stuff here, it's like, just okay. It's all right. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I stick out like a sore thumb, but I'm kind of used to it now. It's been 4 years.
Please, you go out on a boat in the English Channel.
She just swam in the English Channel last weekend.
I heard. I was researching. I'm focused up on this.
All right, we're going to stop it there because the interview, really, it's so funny and it's so fun. And it's that's just a tiny little piece of it. And it was really a good conversation. These guys are super, super funny. I love them to bits. And we're going to work together in the future. We have discussed possibilities of maybe doing something together monthly, like a period. But anyways, they're awesome, and I'm going to put up the whole interview as soon as I get a chance because I want you guys to hear the whole thing. But, you know, in the meantime, here in Florida, I've got a lot of new music that I am most certainly digging, and I don't know, like, how popular it is in the UK, but just to let you know that I'm still on it, you know? I am still on it. I definitely have new music for you guys. I definitely have been downloading all kinds of stuff. And I'm really happy to say that I'm here for fall TV premiere week. So I'm super excited that I'm getting to see all my old favorite shows. And I'm getting to see them before having to wait like I normally do in the UK. So that is fantastic. And then I am also getting to see some good shows. We've got, we're going to hang out. We're going to try and catch JD Danner live. And I will, if I do get to do that, I promise you, I will record something of JD's because love her, miss her, and so happy to know that she's right around the corner. Let me see what I can play for you. Let's just have a look here. I think I can find some stuff. Here we go. I know you guys know this one. How about that? That's a good one, right? And then I'm also very much into Kygo.
Take me higher. comes to life. Firestorms, and when they strike, we feel the love. Sparks of light, they ignite our bones. And when they strike, we light up the world. Comes to life. Firestorms, and when they strike, we feel the love. Sparks of light, they ignite our bones. And when they strike, we
I hope you guys are digging that. That is Kygo, a couple of great songs. I actually love, love, love it. But like I said, I am finding like a ton of new songs over here. I've been on the radio over here playing constantly. So hopefully you guys know what I'm talking about and I'm not just filling your ears with crap. But yeah, there's been some really good songs. Another one by Cash Cash. Good stuff there. That's from Cash Cash, featuring BB Rexall. Oh, good stuff. I tell you, if anything, South Florida, always good with the music. Always. So I have really had a blast actually since I've been here. Like I said, I've got to see like great television. I'm super psyched that I'm like the premieres of all the season openers. Again, all this good music. Spending a good bit of time with Donna and the whole gang. I've seen Deb. I've seen producer Vic. I've got to see my ex-husband Chucky. I've got to see a lot of people, and I'm super, super happy to be here for a little while longer. My birthday is this weekend, so we're having a barbecue, and I will get to see even more family and friends. That really is it. I don't want to keep you because I want to save up all the good stuff and all the funny stuff for when Donna and I get together, which, fingers crossed, will happen soon enough. And as soon as we do, I will throw it up right away because I don't want you to miss this. All right, so this is Denise. I'm signing off. I'll be coming back at you hopefully sometime next week or the week after. I'll be back in England in October. And we'll be back on a regular schedule. So thanks for listening.